here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of June, 2016. It's the third Sunday in June, which makes it Father's Day in the United States. It's the birthday of the mathematician, physicist, and philosopher Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont-Ferrand, France, in 1623. Child prodigy. By the time he was 19, he had already perfected the first mechanical calculator. In the field of physics, Pascal discovered that air has weight, and he proved that vacuums are possible in nature. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of integral calculus. He invented the syringe and the hydraulic press, and he gave the world the principle that would come to be known as Pascal's Law. Pressure applied to a confined liquid is transmitted undiminished through the liquid in all directions, regardless of the area to which the pressure is applied. And in the field of philosophy, Pascal gave us his Pensées, his Thoughts, 1658, in which he wrote, "Man is to himself the most wonderful object in nature, for he cannot conceive what the body is, still less what the mind is, and least of all how a body should be united to a mind." This is the consummation of his difficulties, and yet it is his very being. It's the birthday of the short story writer Tobias Wolff, born in Birmingham, Alabama, 1945, author of several collections of short stories, including In the Garden of the North American Martyrs and his memoir This Boy's Life in 1989. Tobias Wolff, who said, "There are very few professions in which people just sit down and think hard for 5 or 6 hours a day all by themselves. If you become a writer, you have the liberty to do that, but once you have the liberty, you also have the obligation to do it." And it's the birthday of the film critic Pauline Kael, Petaluma, California, 1919, film critic for The New Yorker magazine for almost 25 years. Her collection of movie reviews, I Lost It at the Movies, was a big bestseller in 1965. Pauline Kael, who believed that the most important thing a movie should provide is pleasure. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simich, Secret History. Of the light in my room, its mood swings, dark morning glooms, summer ecstasies, spider on the wall, lamp burning late, shoes left by the bed. I'm your humble scribe. Dust balls, simple souls, conferring in the corner, the pearl earring she lost, still to be found, silence of falling snow, night vanishing without trace, only to return. I'm your humble scribe. Secret History by Charles Simich, from That Little Something, published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.